The Arkansas State license plate has a picture of a diamond on it. That is mostly due to a famous crater that was full of the precious stones, a place with quite a past and present. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1906, farmer John Huddleston discovered diamonds on his Arkansas farm near Murfreesboro. Gems on the surface of the ground from volcanic activity thousands of years ago. He cashed in by selling his land.
A diamond boom occurred in this area, just like the California Gold Rush. People kind of flocked to this area to commercially mine it, to prospect for themselves.
Sarah Reap says a tent city sprang up named Kimberly, but it soon became apparent that diamonds here in Arkansas were different from those found in the town of the same name in South Africa.
We had two separate volcanic eruptions here at this park, one that brought those diamonds up about halfway and then another that brought those diamonds up fully to the surface. And that's why our diamonds are a little bit more unique and a little bit more rounded than the diamonds that you would see in like South Africa.
And that also meant the diamonds were not usually as valuable and viable for commercial mining.
Because there were so many different private operations out here, there was a lot of theft, a lot of competition, a lot of poaching, things like that. So it just never really took off the way that they think that they had intended it to.
And there was a bout of arson, and many mine buildings burned. Those companies decided to get out of the business. But there were still diamonds here to be found.
In the 1950s, someone actually ended up opening the first ever crater of diamonds, where he would charge an entrance fee and the public could come in and search for diamonds.
That operator sold it to another, who didn't have success, who then sold it to the state, creating Crater of Diamonds State Park.
The whole crater is about 80 acres. We only have 37 and a half acres of it open, because that's the main portion of the diamond-bearing material. So those are the main areas where you're actually going to be able to find diamonds.
And people are finding diamonds here to this day, quite regularly. I'll tell you more about it next time as we travel the countryside. In Murfreesboro, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.